Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is a Shares for Beginners quick tip. Essential lessons, questions answered.
Scott Phillips is the Motley Fool Australia's Chief Investment Officer. In this quick tip, he explains what commodification is and how it can impact investing.
So this is super, super important. I don't like mining companies, generally speaking, and the idea of a commodity, we say, oh, that's a commodity these days. What we're actually saying is that's cheap, it's substitutable, it's easily accessible. Now, I don't know about you, but if I had a product that had those characteristics, I wouldn't be expecting a good business out of it, right? If I'm going to sell, you know, fresh air, I'm not going to make that much money out of it because it's kind of around, easy to get to, and it's free. So I'm not going to be able to sell that. Now, if I'm mining lithium right now, I can see a massive growth, like the airline story. There is going to be, I'm absolutely sure, a massive growth in the demand for lithium over the next 20 years. I think electric vehicles are probably the future. I think we're probably going to have an incomplete electric fleet by 2040-something, probably. And at that point, someone will go, see, I told you how big lithium was going to be. And that's absolutely true. But the flip side is, if the supply of lithium keeps up, there's no reason for the price to go up. But if the price doesn't go up, where's the profit come from? Oil is the simplest example. If you, again, like the airline story, in the 1910s and 20s, if you'd have said, hey, by 2015, 16, pre-electric vehicles, every car, millions of cars, well, they sell 80 million cars a year, I think, around the world, are going to run on oil, and all these ships and all these planes, and oil's going to be fantastic. Oil, inflation adjusted, sells for about the same price it used to back in 1910, 1920.
Amazing.
And it's simply because people have supplied so much more of it to keep up with the demand. And if you haven't got a scarce resource, you're not going to get any profit out of it. If you can't get any profit out of it, you can't make money owning the shares. So I hope lithium booms. I hope we end up all driving electric vehicles for their cool cars and they're good for the environment. I hope that's true. I don't believe we're going to make a fortune buying lithium miners, though, because the commodity is so abundant, as you rightly say, easy to get to. And in fact, it'll get cheaper to get to as we get to more scale. So in fact, the cost will probably go down rather than up of getting lithium out of the ground.
Shares for Beginners is for information and educational purposes only. It isn't financial advice, and you shouldn't buy or sell any investments based on what you've heard here. Any opinion or commentary is the view of the speaker only, not Shares for Beginners. This podcast doesn't replace professional advice regarding your personal financial needs, circumstances, or current situation.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.